IBM Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or evening, depending on where you're listening to this. My name is Michael Hamilton, and I am a worldwide marketing manager for WebSphere. On February 21st, IBM announced the IBM Mobile First offering, the first comprehensive mobile solution portfolio in the industry. Based on nearly 1,000 customer engagements, 10 mobile-related acquisitions in the first 4 years, a team of thousands of mobile experts, and 270 patents in wireless innovation, IBM Mobile First offers an array of solutions that helps business connect, secure, manage, and develop mobile networks, infrastructures, and applications. As part of our launch effort, we are looking at how mobile applies to different industries, the business drivers, challenges, and opportunities. With me here today, I have Karthik, a WebSphere marketing manager for automotive. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me over, Michael.
So, Karthik, how is mobile technology transforming the automotive industry today?
Automotive companies globally are going through an economic turmoil. Sustain these tough times, companies need to change their approach to maintain profitability without losing out to companies. One way that these firms can improve efficiency is by adopting new technologies like mobile, which provides customers, suppliers, vendors, employees a real-time information while while mobile capabilities have been around for a few years, from mobile retail to mobile my banking to mobile insurance, even Angry Birds, automotive companies are now starting to realize the value of mobile and truly embracing it.
The automotive industry appears to be embracing mobile. Please describe for our listeners what value mobile technologies are bringing to the automotive companies today.
With technology advancement and increasing social engagement, automotive customers demand technology to stay connected at all times. Automotive companies are now trying to redefine their offering with new in-car services by joining their hands with telecom. It will not only help improve customer satisfaction and employee engagement, but also make processes more efficient and agile. The highest priority of the automaker in the shift towards digital technologies is to increase customer loyalty and growth. This path of consumerism is exciting as it offers new products, service offerings, and touch points that redefine the connection with customers. Today, more than 70% of the automakers are aggressively developing technology to reach increasingly sophisticated customers.
While car makers are transforming customer relations with mobile, they're also using this technology to improve employee efficiencies. Please tell us how the employees are benefiting from mobile today.
Mobility is bringing about a change in employee productivity and efficiency. Mobility extends your business processes out into fields and lets your employees work from wherever they are. Working outside the office should be no different from working in the office. Employers are seeing an increase in work productivity from their mobile apps, from being able to access work emails from anywhere to accessing key applications to remote sites. It is changing the way we do the business. Employees can share data from their location without having to go into the office again. Think about that from an automotive point of view for a moment. Creating a dynamic value chain and transforming well-informed sales channels is possible. Companies are also trying to use customer data like vehicle history, purchase history, finance history, mobility service usage pattern, and online social media interactions to improve sales. This data provides insight into actionable points to create new opportunities for individualized offering, new distribution channels, and profitable partnerships.
Karthik, that makes a lot of sense. If you were to recommend to a company how to get started with their mobile journey, where would it be?
Well, there are three primary use cases that we provide a good basis for transitioning to create a mobile environment in an automotive. The first is customer servicing. Attract new customers and existing customers' emotional ways and offer them a high-value advanced mobility services. For example, remote vehicle control, car sharing services, parking services, etc. Second is processes and collaboration. Fasten internal processes, foster collaboration between enterprise departments with business partners, for example, suppliers, vendors, logistic providers, and sales channels. And the third is car entertainment. Deliver entertainment, navigational, and other convenient services to the driver.
Well, given the need, automotive companies have to go on overdrive to develop in-car technologies and take advantage of these exciting opportunities. Can you provide a customer example overview of life before mobile first versus life after mobile first?
Yes. We have a very good example of a US-based company, a large marketer in the automotive replacement market. The company wanted to ensure that its customers were having a consistent experience whether they were visiting the company's website from a PC or a mobile device. In addition, the company wanted to support the growing need of customers to engage in mobile commerce via store locator application. Also, addressing the bring your own device trend, that is BYOD, in the market to enable employees to access relevant data on the go. The company implemented IBM's unified mobility solution, integrates easily with the company's existing enterprise architecture, which includes multiple ERP systems. The solution enables the company to write a single instance of code that can be deployed on multiple mobile device platforms such as Android, Mac, iOS, which saves a significant amount of deployment time and resources for the company. The company also benefited from the consistent user experience across the platform.
So what you're saying is that a company can also address different platforms at one instance, meaning a company's current mono-mobile implementation approach can be modified with IBM's mobile-first solution to execute a more dynamic go-to-market mobile front-end, right?
Yes, Michael. The mobile platform not only allows the company to reach the customers, but also provides high degree of control over the user experience. What's more, the employee and the store across the state can collaborate, coordinate from wherever they are. It is all about reducing the decision cycle and getting the right information to the buyer, right?
That's pretty impressive. So what would you say are the key IBM mobile-first capabilities for automotive?
IBM Mobile First provides a truly comprehensive set of open software capabilities combining mobile, analytics, cloud, social, and security technologies that help adapt to changes business, extend the business to mobile employees and citizens while maintaining security across value chain. It is going to allow automotive companies to quickly develop and deploy high-quality mobile apps across multiple platforms, secure sensitive data across devices. We want to provide customers as well as employees the best possible mobile experience.
Thank you, Karthik. If someone wanted to get started, where would you recommend they begin?
For starters, Michael, you can learn more about mobile at ibm.com/mobile-first. But for those who are ready to start their mobile journey, we recommend a mobile roadmap workshop to get an overview of mobile and start the discussion on how it can be applied to their specific situation. Reach out to your IBM representative to get started.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for your time today, Karthik.
Thank you. I was glad to be here.
Well, that does it for our podcast today, IBM Mobile First in Automotive. Please note that this will be part of a series of podcasts where we will highlight IBM mobile capabilities across other industries like banking, financial markets, healthcare, and travel and transportation, etc. So look for these recordings on the IBM website as well. Thank you all for listening here today. Thank you.
IBM Podcast.